פדיון הבן, אין יורד דעה סימן שינה. So Maran writes in Halakha Aleph that the shi'ur of pidyon haben is 30 darham. We know the darham is 3 grams, and therefore the shi'ur of pidyon haben is 90 grams of what? Of pure silver. The minhag of Yerushalayim was to add an extra gram to be safe, so therefore you'd have 93 grams of pure silver, and that you give to the Kohen to make the pidyon. It does not have to be silver, but it could be the value. So therefore, technically, a person would be able to give shaveh kesef, something that's worth the value of 93 grams of silver. So long as it has intrinsic value, you can give that to the Kohen as well. As an example, a silver cup, kiddush cup, has silver in it. If you weigh it and it has 93 grams of silver, so you can give a kiddush cup. It doesn't have to be 5 coins per se. In the Torah's day, they gave 5 coins because the 5 coins equaled 93 grams. But again, if you have one big coin that equals 93 grams, it's also okay. You just have to get that value to the Kohen. The halakha says that certain things you cannot give the Kohen in lieu of the pidyon. Karka is one thing, piece of real estate. Or for that matter, a shtar. A shtar would be, for example, a document that somebody owes you money. So you have that shtar in the end, it's worth money. So you give him the IOU that somebody owes money to you and you're going to give it to the Kohen. That shtar chov sheyesh lo al ahirim, you cannot give that to the Kohen as a pidyon. So the question then is, why not? Because this shtar itself does not have intrinsic value. Shtar itself is a piece of paper. A piece of paper does not have intrinsic value. And from the Torah, it has to have intrinsic value. Shtar is a piece of paper. It has words on it. That has no value in itself. So therefore, it cannot be used. For example, if one would write a check to the Kohen, you know, he figures out what 93 grams of silver is, let's say 93 grams, $50. He writes a check, Mr. Kohen, $50. Well, a check does not have intrinsic value. A check is just a instruction to the bank to pay. And therefore, the poskim write, you cannot fulfill your obligation of pidyon haben by giving the Kohen a check. The question we discussed today is, what about giving money, legal tender, dollar bills? The question is, how do you look at money, dollar bills, greenbacks? How do we classify that in halakha? Well, there's two ways of looking at it. On one hand, I could say it has no value. And it doesn't. It's a piece of paper. There's no intrinsic value. It doesn't have any silver in it. It doesn't have any gold in it. It doesn't have any precious metals. In the olden days, when they used to have a coin, the value of the coin was based on the metal that was inside of it. So there was a real value to it. A $100 bill is not any more expensive than a dollar bill. It's the same paper. They just write 100 on it instead of 1. But it's the same worthless piece of paper. So if you look at it like that, then it's a piece of paper, it's a shtar. And therefore you cannot give the Kohen money. But maybe there's another way of looking at it. That since the government of where you live establishes that this is legal tender, and according to the law, you must accept this as the value of what it says on it. So although it doesn't have intrinsic value, but the fact that the government gives it a status of value, so that's considered kesef again, that's considered intrinsic value because of the government's law that this piece of paper has a value of $100 and you have to accept it as if it's $100 of gold. So that's the two stadim. The Hatam Sofer goes back and forth on these two stadim. As brought down in the Petchei Teshuvah and Sif Katan Zayin, and he leaves it in Sarich Iyun. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, one should not do a pidyon ben with dollar bills, because on the side that it's shtar, you did not fulfill this mitzvah from the Torah. So therefore, again, one should use coins. Now, as we said in the previous daily halakha, one has to see to it that each coin has at least, if you're buying five coins, that is, that each coin has at least 19 grams of silver in it. You cannot use just a regular dollar, a silver dollar. Not every silver dollar has the right shiur of silver in it. So even though you have five coins, but you might not be giving the kohen the right amount of money. So you have to use the silver coins when you go to the coin collector, when you go to the place to buy the coins. Today they have these coins that they have an ounce of silver in it. Well, an ounce is more than enough. An ounce is about 30 grams. Five coins, it's 150 grams. You're giving the coin, owes you money. You're giving the kohen more than you have to. Technically, from the halakha, you'd be able to use, three or four coins. But okay, the menhagim, we use five because that's what they did in the Torah. But nonetheless, one has to see to it that the coins that he's using, it's not the number five we're looking for. It's the weight and the value of the coins that we're looking for, namely the silver content, or the value of silver content. And therefore, one has to, when he does a pidyon, either the kohen, who should know this law, or the rabbi that's officiating. When you officiate a pidyon, if you're a rabbi, it doesn't mean that you're the auctioneer, and it doesn't mean that you hold the sidur or make bore priya gefen. You don't need a rabbi for that. A rabbi, when he's invited to officiate a pidyon, his job is to make sure that the coins that are being used have the proper value.